We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honour their God-given precious lives as we honour a part of ourselves.
Hello, supportive viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News. Constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 44 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogotá, Channel 16 on Parabólica Bella Vista, and Channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Visión. In Coré, Channel 27 on Coré Video Cable. In Santani Tapiraquay, Channel 30, and in Orqueta, Channel 32 on Damoa S.A. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernán Darías, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernán Darías. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environs on Siatsat. Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. And Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Mongolia, in Hod Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel Z26 on Alka Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himori Cable TV. In Sukhbatur, Seling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. In Elka, Channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47. And Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Hutul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Poland, Channel 68 on Neostrata TP Television. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chonghua Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV. Yangjiao La Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 107 on Tongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Qingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 107 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Chiayi County, Channel 97 on Guasheng Cable TV. And in Chiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company.
Supremaster Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United Nations allocates $125 million for humanitarian aid in 14 missions. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Heroin Awards segment featuring Kenyan student Ms. Teresa Cheptu, whose selfless generosity was honored by Supreme Master Ching Hai. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, February 22nd, is the Supreme Master Ching Hai Day. Governors of six Midwestern states in the United States proclaimed this day in 1994 at a grand ceremony in Chicago, Illinois. At this beautiful event, Supreme Master Ching Hai was presented the World Spiritual Leadership Award in honor of her great spiritual contributions and for her unconditional charitable deeds that have helped countless people. The Supreme Master Ching Hai Day is now celebrated annually around the world with festivities. This year, the Honorable Pat Quinn, Governor of Illinois, USA, has also sent a congratulatory letter conveying his best wishes and appreciation to Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Greetings. As Governor of the State of Illinois, I am pleased to send greetings to everyone celebrating the 16th annual Supreme Master Ching Hai Day. Throughout the decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has demonstrated a true spirit of peace in many ways. Through humanitarianism and philanthropy, promotion of cross-cultural and environmental awareness through art, literature, and television programs, you have touched the lives of countless people around the world. I commend you for promoting a message of harmony and advocating physical and spiritual health and responsibility towards our planet. Thank you for your commendable efforts to make our world a better place. I am pleased to hear that this year's observation will focus on sustainability and environmental protection. Here in the land of Lincoln, we are making investments in high-speed rail and pursuing alternative sources of energy in order to ensure that we are preserving and protecting our planet for future generations. These are just a few of the ways that the state of Illinois is going green, and I'm proud to join you in pursuit of that goal. On behalf of the people of Illinois, I offer my best wishes for an enjoyable and memorable event. Sincerely, Pat Quinn.
We sincerely thank you, Governor Quinn, for your thoughtful words. May God bless the state of Illinois and her residents with abundant happiness and prosperity. On this blessed occasion, we would like to express our profound gratitude to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her ever-present love and care for all life. We wish all a joyous and peaceful the Supreme Master Ching Hai Day. Please tune in for today's special programs in celebration of this marvelous day.
Fly-in News. Development Frontiers International receives aid for Somalia from Supreme Master Ching Hai. In late October 2009, flash floods from heavy rains struck the southwestern Somali town of El Waq, displacing more than 15,000 residents. The local government and charities such as Development Frontiers International, who were working in the region, indicated that shelter material was urgently needed. In addition, residents of the Somali capital of Mogadishu were still recovering from relentless rains in April and May that had left at least six perished and hundreds more who had already been enduring the difficulties of civil conflict and now needed emergency shelter from the storms.
For each of these calamities, Supreme Master Ching Hai had donated $10,000 in supplies, with a total contribution of $20,000 that could obtain $1.6 million in goods purchased in the United States, based on Somalia's cost of living. In both cases, Supreme Master Ching Hai had asked that monetary aid be given to Development Frontiers International, if it were not possible for our association members to go there and deliver assistance themselves.
As it became clear that the conditions were not yet stable enough for such travel, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that the donated amount be sent to the aid organization for acquiring necessary supplies, including the shelter material requested for the El Waq floods. With Master's permission, we would like to share the following letter of thanks from Executive Director Aden Abdullah of Development Frontiers International.
February 5th, 2010. Dear Supreme Master Qinghai, on behalf of the members and board of Development Frontiers International, I would like to take this opportunity to thank you for your kind donation of $20,000 to our organization. It is with pleasure that I acknowledge your kindness to help those who are less fortunate. At the moment, we are focusing on the unfortunate people of South and Central Somalia to deliver directly to them. Yours respectfully, Aden Abdullah, Executive Director.
We are grateful to Supreme Master Qinghai for allowing us to share this letter and thank our association's foreign group for making it available. Our appreciation, Development Frontiers International, for your dedicated assistance. We are also thankful for Supreme Master Qinghai's loving support of the Somali people in their time of adversity. With heaven's grace, may they be protected and comforted as we strive to ease such situations through our more peaceful and compassionate lifestyles.
Torrential rains take lives in Madeira. Heavy downpours overnight on Friday, February 19th, led to mudslides and floodwaters, with at least 32 confirmed deaths and approximately 70 injured, with dozens still missing on the Portuguese island of Madeira. In the capital city of Funchal and nearby Ribeira Brava, homes and roads suffered substantial damage, with hundreds who were evacuated to military and civil protection facilities. Portuguese Prime Minister José Sócrates and Interior Minister Rui Pereira both flew to the island on Saturday, while President Cavaco Silva expressed his condolences and pledged to do everything to help. Meanwhile, the Portuguese military has sent out several teams to assist with search and rescue efforts.
Our gratefulness, Your Excellencies, Portuguese officials, and all emergency personnel for your swift and responsive actions. Our sadness for the loss of life as we pray for the safe recovery of the flood-affected people and that such traumatic events are eased through our determined efforts to bring more caring stewardship to our planet.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
This is me right here?
Yeah.
Spanish King visits the U.S. On Wednesday, February 17th, His Majesty King Juan Carlos met with U.S. President Barack Obama at the White House, where they discussed events in Latin America, the Caribbean, and the Middle East, as well as talks about continued relief work in Haiti. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Spanish Foreign Minister Miguel Ángel Moratinos also joined the meeting as the two leaders reaffirmed their country's amicable ties. Our respectful congratulations, Your Majesty and Your Excellency, for your cordial visit. May the people of Spain and the United States flourish in harmony, prosperity, and friendship.
Christians worldwide observe Great Lent. Millions of Catholic, Orthodox, and other Christians began on Wednesday, February 17th, to commence the six-week period of Great Lent to solemnly honor the 40 days Jesus Christ spent in prayer and fasting in the desert. In a special Vatican Ash Wednesday Mass, during which participants' foreheads are marked with ashes to symbolize the infernal life as well as penitence, His Holiness Pope Benedict XVI reminded Roman Catholics worldwide to reaffirm their commitment to following Jesus' example of humility and virtue.
Also providing an explanation of this holy time is His Eminence Metropolitan Nikitas Loulias, Director of the Patriarch Athenagoras Orthodox Institute in California, USA, and an Archbishop in the Greek Orthodox Church. Metropolitan Nikitas explained the significance of fasting, which is a key part of Lent, along with prayer and almsgiving.
We have to remember our focus, our purpose. It's sacrificing. It's giving up. Especially our personal wants, our desires, our ego, trying to find the richer aspects of life, the spiritual things.
During the Lenten time of prayer, charity, and fasting leading up to Easter, many Christians follow the tradition of foregoing meat, eggs, and dairy products.
Eliminating animal products and animal life from the fasting period is important, I think, on many levels. It's a respect for life. And we see that we as human beings are not the only form of life. But if we want respect, we have to give respect. In God's original creation, in the Garden of Eden, we never hear of problems between animals and human beings.
We thank Your Eminence, Metropolitan Nikitas, for sharing these perspectives on the spiritual tradition of Lent, wishing our Christian brethren a meaningful time of self-cultivation, as we pray that every person will choose the most harmonious organic vegan diet to help realize a paradise for all.
Please tune in to our Noble Lineage on Sunday, March 7th, for the full in-depth interview with Metropolitan Nikitas Loulias on the vegan aspect of Great Lent.
Veg snowboarder wins Olympic medal. Hannah Teeter went vegetarian a year ago and has never felt better. The 23-year-old athlete from Vermont, USA, won a silver medal in the women's snowboard halfpipe competition at the Olympics this past week in Vancouver, Canada, and says the plant-based diet has made her stronger mentally, physically, and emotionally. Ms. Teeter changed her diet because of her love for animals and stated, "I had no idea how intense and how horrible factory farms are. I have such a love for animals that I can't justify having their heads cut off for me." Caring Hannah has also donated $75,000 from her previous winnings to assist the Kenyan village of Karindan. With her help, the city's 60,000 residents will soon have more convenient access to clean water. Our accolades and admiration, Hannah Teeter, for your Olympic medal and your compassionate way of life. Your accomplishments and heart of gold surely inspires us all.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/b-veg.
Palestinian mayor's wife freed. The Israeli military court released Muntaha Atawi, wife of the mayor of Al-Bari, Palestine. After being detained for 2 weeks, she was cleared of charges on Friday, February 19th. We are glad to know of the freedom of Muntaha Atawi, wishing her a warm homecoming in the loving company of family and friends.
Save our planet. Copenhagen pledges will not stop planetary demise. U.S. researchers report that the commitments made by governments so far to reduce greenhouse gases are not enough to avert runaway climate change. A collaborative analysis conducted by a group of scientists from several leading institutions showed that the reductions pledged in Copenhagen would still lead to temperature increases of approximately 3.9 degrees Celsius.
Expert climatologists have already stated that an increase of more than 3 degrees Celsius will bring the collapse of the Amazon rainforest, along with devastating water shortages in the southern hemisphere, a disastrous loss of species, and decrease in food production. Earlier in the week, European researchers also confirmed that the Copenhagen commitments would lead to a global temperature rise of more than 3 degrees Celsius.
U.S. and European researchers, our sincere appreciation for your work that clearly shows we must do more if we are to save our planet. May we swiftly choose the most effective ways to live in harmony with the environment.
In a speech addressing government magistrates and judges of Mexico City, Mexico, Supreme Master Qinghai once more urged the world's governments to go beyond protocol with actions to halt global warming.
At this most urgent time for the planet, I beseech your honorable graces to please help your country and our world spare lives from the impending global warming calamity. If you don't, there will be too massive a catastrophe, too immense a suffering upon people, families, the children, that our conscience might never be able to bear it. We eliminate most of the human-made greenhouse gases by simply adopting the animal-free, the vegan organic lifestyle. This also leads to considerable financial saving for world governments. We cannot wait for the sustainable energy and green technology to be available and used by everyone. It would be too late. We must become vegan to save our planet.
Save our planet. Maldives to phase out earth-harming chemicals. With a complete ban of toxic substances that harm the ozone layer scheduled for the year 2020, the island nation will be halting its use of hydrochlorofluorocarbons, or HCFCs, 20 years early, according to the International Montreal Protocol. The country has already pledged to be carbon neutral by this same date. Minister of Housing, Transport and Environment, Mohammed Aslam, said, "Small island states can also be at the front line in the battle to save the planet. Our decision to phase out HCFCs and our declaration to go carbon neutral by 2020 will demonstrate to the world our determination to save the planet for humanity. A big bravo, Your Excellency and Maldives government, for your commitment to being part of the solution to climate change. Blessed be such noble leadership as yours in restoring balance to our ecosphere."
Save our planet. Scotland's coldest winter in 20 years is affecting biodiversity, with as much as 30% of the nation's wildlife, including thousands of deer, perishing due to their food supplies being buried under a heavy cover of snow.
Save our planet. To encourage awareness and better eco-practices, the United Nations releases a preliminary report that analyzes 3,000 of the largest companies worldwide, providing an estimated cost of their environmental impact by industry.
Save our planet. Finding that soil is likely to generate 50% more emissions than previously thought due to temperature sensitivity. The Environment Institute of Finland states that much higher offsets, such as increased forest preservation, are needed.
Save our planet. The recently released documentary, Farmed Salmon Exposed, by Canadian director Damien Gillis, reveals the devastation caused by salmon farms to wild salmon and entire marine ecosystems in locations such as Chile, Scotland, and Canada.
Of Supreme Master Qinghai's number one international bestseller, The Birds in My Life.
Tutu and I are vegan.
We're here with a household tip of the day.
A good way to store tablecloths, so they'll be ready to go for your next vegan dinner party or special occasion, is to drape them on a pants hanger.
Yes, iron the tablecloth first and neatly place it in the hanger.
Then you'll be all set and won't have to re-iron before the next use.
Thank you for tuning in, and thanks a lot for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Now to the weather around the globe!
Thank you.
In the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association news from New Zealand, our association members hosted a booth at one of New Zealand's largest festivals, the Parihaka International Peace Festival. Located in Parahaki, a coastal Maori town in Taranaki, this colorful three-day event attracted thousands of people and featured musical performances, children's activities, and speakers. Supreme Master Qinghai's beautiful book, Celestial Art, was on display, as was her number one international bestsellers, The Dogs in My Life, The Birds in My Life, and The Noble Wilds. In addition, SOS and Alternative Living flyers and complimentary DVDs on stopping global warming were offered. Plant-based food was available at this harmonious get-together, including vegan offerings from our association members. Our thankfulness, organizers, and participants of the Parahaki International Peace Festival for a joyful gathering. May we soon celebrate a world of happiness for all beings.
In world news, the United Nations donates $125 million to enhance humanitarian aid. The United Nations Central Emergency Response Fund has allocated funds to 14 urgent missions. The recipient countries include Ethiopia, Democratic Republic of Congo, Afghanistan, Kenya, North Korea, Yemen, Chad, Niger, Colombia, Eritrea, the Philippines, and Guinea. At least $25 million to help with ongoing relief efforts in Haiti has been added to the original $100 million pledged. Our sincere appreciation, United Nations Central Emergency Response Fund, and heaven bless you for your care of our brethren in time of need. May many individuals gain much benefit from your very vital assistance. Ahead on Noteworthy News is our segment on a Shining World Heron recipient, Ms. Teresa Chepto, a Kenyan student who donated $10,000 to help other girls receive an education. We'll take a meditative walk around the garden and be right back. Please stay tuned for more conscientious news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, informative news for a wiser world. And now for our series of Shining World Awards on Kenyan Miss Teresa Cheptu, who is dedicated to assisting girls to stay in school.
For decades, Supreme Master Qinghai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Teresa Chepto, a 17-year-old student in Kenya, East Africa, is the recipient of the Shining World Heron Award from Supreme Master Qinghai for her selfless spirit and loving generosity. In 2007, Teresa was the Nobel Prize winner of the Founders Award for Youth Leadership, which included $10,000. She received the recognition for her work in creating anti-female genital mutilation early marriages advocacy clubs throughout Kenya.
Teresa chose to donate the entire monetary gift to Kipkoma Advocacy for Girl Child Program. The organization is dedicated to encouraging girls to continue their education and putting an end to female circumcision. Teresa herself has given a moving speech to a group of about 1,200 students about stopping this cruel practice. Part of Teresa's wonderful contribution was used to help buy desks for schools and to establish a library.
In graciously acknowledging her acceptance of the Shining World Heron Award, Teresa said, "This shows that you greatly appreciate and recognize the work that I'm doing in Pakut community. This also really encourages me and it gives me energy to continue even further. Our heartfelt gratitude, Ms. Teresa Chepto, for your courageous work in advocating for the rights of your fellow students. Heaven bless you and all youth with a bright and promising future in a world replete with love and sustainability."
Now for some laughter with a joke told in Thai entitled Physical Examination.
ครู่สามีภรรยาชราคู่หนึ่งไปหาหมอชายชราเข้าไปตรวจร่างกายก่อนเมื่อหมอตรวจเสร็จหมอส่งชายชรากลับไปยังห้องสำหรับนั่งคอยและหญิงชราก็เข้าไปหมอถามเธอว่าก่อนที่เราจะทำการตรวจกันผมอยากจะพูดกับคุณเกี่ยวกับสามีของคุณก่อนหญิงชราบอกว่าโอ้ไม่มันคือเรื่องของหัวใจของเขาฉันบอกให้เขาหยุดกินเค้กหมอบอกว่าเอาล่ะผมถามสามีของคุณว่าเขารู้สึกอย่างไรเขาบอกว่าเขารู้สึกดีเยี่ยมเมื่อเวลาเขาลุกไปเข้าห้องน้ำเขาเปิดประตูและพระเจ้าก็เปิดไฟให้เขาและเมื่อเขาทำธุระเสร็จเขาปิดประตูพระเจ้าก็ปิดไฟให้เขาหญิงชราตอบว่าโอ้สามีฉันเขาคิดว่าตู้เย็นเป็นห้องน้ำอีกแล้ว
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Thank you so much for your channel. It is just fantastic that there are so many people on this planet who expose the injustice and cruelty that this planet has to bear through us. We like to watch your programs very much. I do hope that you will be continuing to air for a long time.And convey important information and interesting contributions to us. My husband and I are hoping for betterment for the animals. Wagon greetings from Koblenz, Germany, M. Werner.
Kindred spirit, Ms. M. Werner, thank you so much for your lovely greetings. Also, our deepest gratitude for doing your part to help the innocent animals and the earth through following a plant-based diet. We pray each individual joins in this wonderful movement.May heaven's light shine on you and all the compassionate people of Germany. Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your presence on Noteworthy News.
May your heart be graced with heavenly melodies.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA, releases its first photos from the Wide Field Infrared Survey Explorer, or WISE, mission, showing details of the cosmos such as newborn stars and distant galaxies.
French President Nicolas Sarkozy writes a letter to inform Azerbaijani First Lady Mehriban Aliyeva that she has been awarded the officer rank of the Legion of Honor for her excellent service and loyalty to France.
For the first time since the country's autonomy in 1991, Turkmen President Gurbanguly Berdimuhamedov announces permission for multiple political parties to be formed.
With increasing Iraqi stability, U.S. troops are at their lowest number now since 2003, with a complete withdrawal still planned for 2011.
Google's charitable giving fund of Tides Foundation donates $2 million to the Wikimedia Foundation for infrastructure improvements and general support of the Wikipedia website.
Mayor Hamid Chabat and the City Council of Fez, Morocco, seek to enact citywide alcohol-free policies to promote a more peaceful environment and uphold Islamic teachings.
As the highest number received by any European country thus far, the Spanish government announces its welcome of 5 detainees upon their release from the U.S.-operated Guantanamo Bay.
Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao visits drought-affected countries in Guangxizhang Autonomous Region to reassure residents and offer plans for relief work.
Argentina's meat industry chamber forecasts a decline in beef consumption for 2010, while Russia's meat union anticipates reduced meat consumption over a 2-year period.
Building further on their country's amicable relations, representatives from India and the island nation of Barbados discussed the establishment of a formal program for cultural exchange.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.